Well, hello, friends. I have a quick question for you. Have you been struggling with marketing your new business, or maybe you've been in business a while and you feel like either your marketing isn't working or you just don't know how to show up confidently? Great news. I've got a fun new live event training. It's going to be 3 days, May 1st through May 3rd, 2024 here. And it's at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time each day. That's a Wednesday through a Friday. I'm going to help you discover the three keys to unlock your marketing vibe. So what is your marketing vibe? It's what you need to be leveraging so that you can show up as your authentic self, right? And easily stand out from your competition and effortlessly connect with your right people. That's what we're going to do, is discover your three keys so you have them, you know them, you can show up confidently, you can be marketing your stuff in a way that feels comfortable to you. Okay. Make sure you sign up for the training. Scroll down right now in the show notes. You need to get registered, because when you get registered, you save your spot. You're going to get the printables that we're going to be working through during the 3 days of training. Plus, if you actually do the work, you can be entered to win a prize. And if you've been to my live events before, you know they can be really fun. Well, I hope that they're fun to you. They're a blast to me. Okay. And I usually get really good feedback on them. So I hope you'll show up. And I know people get so excited about entering the drawing to win. So super stoked about it. Y'all make sure you get registered, and I will see you on May 1st. Woohoo! Also, you can go to KimberlyBrock.com/vibe if you don't see the link down below. Okay, bye.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly Brock, and for over 20 years, I've been running my own businesses that have not only been profitable, but personally fulfilling to me. So now I'm on a mission to help other new business owners just like you make money doing what you love too. Now we're going to have some fun, so let's get started.
Well, hello, this is Kimberly. It's episode 154, and I am so happy that you are here today. You know why? Because this topic is super important. You can apply it to your life too, but it surely applies to your business. And it's about you allowing yourself to be seen for once. And a lot of you know what I'm talking about. Sometimes we're afraid to be seen for who we are and what we love and what we want to do. And it's the same when it comes to your business. A lot of you are even scared to be seen. So today we're going to have a conversation about this, and I'm so happy you're here. If you're new, welcome. I'm so glad that you found this podcast. Each week I provide you valuable tips and strategies for starting and growing a business, doing what you love, whether you have a product business or a service business, you are in the right place. And if you're new, make sure you get in my Facebook group. Yes, I have a private Facebook group called Women Starting Businesses, Doing What We Love. If you're in the idea stage, any kind of stage where maybe you're just thinking about starting a business, or maybe you've started, come join us. It's a community of women who are so supportive and awesome. And we just love supporting people like you who are just coming in and getting your feet wet and trying to learn all the steps for starting your business. So all you have to do right now, scroll down in the show notes. So whatever player you're in, maybe it's Apple, Spotify, whatever it is, scroll down in the show notes. You'll see a link to the Facebook group. You'll click the button. It's going to take you to Facebook. You're going to have three questions to answer real quick, and then you can get approved and come in the group. We do fun posts each week, and it's just a great place to hang out and ask questions when you're starting out your business. And it's awesome to know that other people are going through the same thing you are too. And if you've been listening a while, thank you so much to all of my loyal listeners. Y'all are awesome. You're so supportive. You're amazing. And I'm just so in awe of you. I have seen so much progress lately with my grow-getters, having just these moments of realization about their businesses and the direction they want to take it and the steps they want to take, and coaching clients. And now the Just Getting Started group is opening on the day that this airs. I believe it's going to be opening, or maybe it's going to be closing this day. I don't know. Check it out below. Look down below for the Just Getting Started group information. It is my whole new program to help those of you that are complicating this whole process and are ready to take a simple approach and finally actually enjoy this process. I'm going to help you do that so you can finally get your products and services out into the world. I'm telling you, your business does not have to start complicated. It can start super simple, and you can dream big and you can make it big. But let's start simple so you start somewhere, right? And get this thing going. I want to help you do that. So make sure you click down below and get the information on that. The program will not be open every day. It will only be open certain times of year. So it will behoove you to get on the notification list if it is not open at this time so that you can jump in the next time I open the doors, because I would love to have you. So that is it. On to the episode. Well, hello, everyone. How is it going today? How is your business? Are you making progress? Are you doing hard things? Are you scared? If you are, it's all good. This is part of it. This is the process we go through of becoming a successful business owner. And I'm just so proud of you. So good job on taking all the steps and listening to this podcast and getting the help that you need. I'm so happy you're here. Today, I wanted to talk to you about allowing yourself to be seen for once. And some of you know exactly what I'm talking about. You get it. Others of you may be confused about what I'm saying. And this is what I'm saying. There are so many of you and all of us, myself included, who have been doing so much for others during our life. And I'm not saying, oh my gosh, like we're all the biggest philanthropists ever. And we're constantly, you know, like Queen Elizabeth, like our whole life of service. But in terms of like, maybe we've been working, maybe we are a spouse, maybe we are a parent, maybe we are a caretaker, maybe we are working for someone else, whatever it may be, a lot of us and a lot of you have been doing things that better your life and the lives of those around you, but you have never really let yourself be seen. You've never really stepped into the light. And that's kind of a weird analogy, but it's the truth. I think a lot of you are scared of doing something for yourself, like this business. A lot of you have felt like you haven't been able to because it hasn't been the right season of your life because you had a job or because you were raising kids. But I see it every day that finally there comes a moment when a lot of you realize that it's your time to shine. And that's not in an arrogant way or an egotistical way. It's in a way that is allowing you to express the part of you that you haven't been allowing yourself to express. So many of you have been dreaming about starting a business, right? And you've thought about this for a long time. Maybe you've had different ideas that you've been toying around with and you keep kind of skirting around it. And then finally, now you've realized, like, I want to do this. I want to give you that bit of encouragement today to allow yourself to be seen for once. And I want to give you three ways today that you can allow yourself to be seen. Because a lot of you are not allowing this. You are letting everything else that's going on in your life take the forefront, which is great. That's how amazing you are. But you are squashing that inner yearning that you've had to do this and the way that you want to help people. And I truly believe that you're not going to feel totally fulfilled until you allow this part of you to be seen. Whether you've been wanting to write a book, open a business, get certified for something, make something with your hands, help people in some way, whatever it is. So let's go through these three things. And I hope this gives you food for thought today about the ways in which you can allow yourself to be seen so that you can live a more fulfilled life. Okay. And maybe you're saying, but no, I'm already fulfilled. My life is great. Okay. Maybe you're already fulfilled, but maybe it's the future of you because maybe you're in a new season of your life and you want that to be as fulfilling as possible. And you want to use your God-given gifts and your talents and this time wisely. Then it's time you step into the light and allow yourself to even be in the spotlight, right? To be in the spotlight. Okay. So number one, I want you to allow yourself to be seen for this dream. Okay. You have had a dream, and I think a lot of you don't even articulate it to other people. Like, you don't tell anyone else. Like, you keep it to yourself. You're like, I've always thought about it. I've been at work and I've dreamed about it. Or when I was raising my kids, I dreamed about it. Or, you know, I'm on a walk and my blood gets pumping and I start thinking about business ideas and things that I want to do with my future, right? I think if you start talking about this dream, you will be seen. Okay. Sometimes when we hold things in for ourselves, it doesn't do any good, right? It's like if you learn some amazing skill And you don't, people even talk about it with the Bible and religion and your spirituality. You can learn all you want, but if you are never allowing it to be seen by either acts of service or talking to people about their faith and helping people and sharing your testimony or whatever it is, whatever aspect it is, maybe just caring for people and loving people for who they are as God loves everyone, right? Is that once you are seen for this, then you become fulfilled. You can't just go around thinking about this dream to yourself and never expressing it out loud. I challenge you today. If this is you, if you've never told anyone, tell your best friend today. Tell your son or daughter. Tell your spouse. Tell your mom. Tell a good friend. Tell a random person. You're in line and you're talking about stuff and y'all get to talking about careers and you could be like, you know, I've always wanted to start my own business. I mean, who cares? Get it out. I think sometimes just the first time that you get it off your chest, you're like, oh my gosh, I'm being seen for 1 second. You don't realize what that can do for you. Okay? Be seen for this dream because you will be surprised what happens. Like when I told my husband, I was thinking about starting a podcast. I didn't really have a delay. I like was starting it immediately. And my whole family was kind of looking at me and my kids are like cringing, like total cringe. You know how teenagers are and they're like cringe. And they're like, mom is starting a podcast. Like what is going on? And they're kind of looking at each other. And you know what? I sat there going, that's what I want to do. I'm so excited. And they're like, okay. And then they kind of get over the cringe and then they're like, okay, you go for it. Because they're thinking, you know what? The podcast isn't for me. It's for her people. Mom's got all those old people. That's what they're thinking. Y'all are not old, but that's what they're thinking. Okay. And so it's for all these other people and it's for all these moms or whoever they think that I totally cater to, which I have men and women listeners. So come on, the majority are women. Anyways, when you are seen, it's freeing because then people support you. They start coming out of the woodwork and they're like, oh, you know, I know a friend who did this. Oh, I know they did this. They took this program. They got Kimberly as their coach or they opened this business over here. You should call them. You want me to hook you up? Because you'll have those friends that are connectors. You know, people that are connectors where they know everyone and they love connecting people. And so they'll like find your people to get you help. You will be surprised when you are seen for this dream that all of a sudden, you have a team around you that you didn't even know that you had, okay? So be seen for the dream so that you can get people around you who will also support you. It will motivate you. Even if you come in our Facebook group, you know how you can be seen? If you've never said it before that you wanted to start a business, come in my Facebook group, create a post and say, hi, my name is Jennifer, whatever your name is, and say, you know, I've always dreamed of opening a craft business and this is the business that I want to have and this is what I've dreamed of. Where do I start? Or whatever you would like to say. Or if all you want to say is, I wanted to get that out today, then post that. You need somewhere to get that out. I've created that Facebook group so you all have a space where you can ask silly questions. Nobody's judging you. I'm not judging you. Come on. Are you kidding? Everyone in the group is starting and everyone's trying to learn. Everyone's at their own pace. Everyone's at their own timeline. Everybody's journey is different, right? But once you are seen, you will be surprised the support that you get. Okay. So that's number one. The first way to allow yourself to be seen for once is to be seen for the dream. Allow yourself to be seen for the dream and vocalize it and tell somebody so you can start getting support because you're going to need it. You cannot do this alone, okay? Number two, be seen as you're starting. Be seen as you're starting. Do you know that while you're starting, you get to tell people, I'm starting, I don't know what I'm doing, this is the first time I'm doing this, I'm confused, I'm scared I'm going to fail, I'm scared that people are going to think I'm silly, I'm scared people are going to judge me, I'm scared, you know, I'm not going to make money, I am scared that I'm not going to do this right. Y'all have all the excuses in the book. Like there's a million and I've read them all and I've seen them all. Okay. But I think if you are seen when you are starting and you're able to vocalize and share with people, I'm in the middle of doing this and it's crazy. It's a crazy journey. And it's like, I'm trying to learn everything again. What's going to happen? Do you think if you tell people you are starting, they're going to try to help you? whether you want it or not, but you can have them step back if they're getting too much in your kitchen about it. But do you know what I'm saying? Like, if you start asking questions, be seen when you're starting in the Facebook group, ask questions. Y'all know I'm going to have the Just Getting Started group. You've heard about it. I've been talking about it for weeks. I've been so excited about it because I finally wanted a place where y'all could come in, whether you're in the dreaming stage or just starting, so that you stop complicating this whole process and actually keep it simple. Okay, so that you're not a crazy person while you are doing this, you are actually having fun and you're getting your first product or service offering out there into the world so that you can then make things better and improve along the way. If you are seen when you're starting, you're going to get help, you're going to get guidance, you are going to save time. And being seen may be talking to people that you know, hiring a coach, getting into a program. Maybe you're taking some type of classes or something on it, or a course or something like that. Or maybe it's talking to a mentor on a regular basis, right? Whatever it is, when you're involved and you're being seen and you're voicing, you know, maybe the struggles or the questions that you have, you will end up saving yourself so much time because the crowdsourcing that you get from other people, whether you learn from a mentor and learn the fast way, like what I teach, or you just have a supportive group around you who's going to help you and guide you and save you from mistakes, things are going to go much smoother. God did not make us to do things alone. You are not meant to build your business alone either, okay? At all. You need help. Everybody needs help, whether, again, it's free, whether it's free or paid for. That's not what I'm talking about. I'm talking about being seen as you're starting so that you can get help and you don't feel alone and you don't go down rabbit holes of things that you don't need to be doing, okay? Because there are so many things that you can do for your business. There's so many ways you can fancy things up. There's so many ways you can complicate it. There's so many ways you can overwhelm yourself. And if you are not careful, you will end up down a path you don't even know where you are. You're like, how did I get here? I should have opened my business months ago, right? So be seen as you're starting. The way to allow yourself to be seen is to show up somewhere, somehow, some way, talk to someone, hire someone, get involved, get in a Facebook group, do something, be seen, ask questions so that you can move forward effectively and not stall your success, okay? So let's review them both again. The first way to allow yourself to be seen for once is to be seen for the dream, okay? Number two, the second way to allow yourself to be seen for once is to be seen when you are starting. Don't hide. Be seen. It will save you so much time and energy and angst and mistakes, okay? Number three, be seen when you are trying to grow your business. And yes, it's just like the one I just talked about. You want to be seen while you're growing. You want help. That's why I have Grow Getters, so that people have a group, so that all of you have support, and then you keep refining your skills and you keep learning new things and new concepts and new perspectives so that you can take your business in the direction that you want. But also, when you're growing your business, allow yourself to be seen and spotlighted, right? So like if you're at a community meeting, you're at some meeting and they say, we need a guest speaker, or we need someone to come on live, or we need someone to sponsor this. Would you share your quick story about your business? Would you share your product? We need more vendors at our booths, and we'd love for you to come. We'd love for you to offer your products. There are so many ways that you can have the spotlight on you, which sounds super scary to some of you when I say that right now. Does that sound scary when I say be in the spotlight? Well, if it is, I'm just saying let yourself be seen as you're growing. Because you have to. Your business will not grow itself. You are going to have to become a master at marketing your business. And that sounds super scary when I say it. I don't say that a lot because it scares new business owners. And you're like, what the heck? What is even marketing? I don't even know what that is. I didn't go to business school. I've never had a business. I don't get this. I've been a teacher. I've been a nurse. I don't get it. Whatever has been going on in your life, right? Or maybe you haven't even been working for a while. Marketing your business simply means sharing it with the world, how you're going to share it with the world. And if you are never seen, you are never known. We all know that. In our personal lives too, right? If your neighbors or your family members or people that you know are never really seen, how do you really know them, right? How do you really know them? Meaning, how do you know their true feelings, who they are, everything that they're about, their gifts, their talents, all that good stuff, their perspectives? It's just like that with your business. If no one knows, then what in the world is going on? How are you going to grow this business? And it's a scary thought, and I don't say that to scare you, but that's why I made Grow Getters. That's why there's all kinds of programs out there and coaches to help you grow, because the last thing we want is for you to do all this work and start pursuing your dream and do it all and get it open and then sit there and you hear crickets and nobody buys, right? It is up to you to be seen, and you have to allow yourself to be seen. You have to put yourself out there. You have to maybe go live if you're an online business. You have to show up locally if you're a local business. You have to meet people. You have to learn to talk about your business without being annoying or pushy. You have to learn how to talk about your business enthusiastically in a humble way that creates a desire for people to learn more. Okay? You have to create a desire for people to learn more, whether you're in person, whether you're online. If you're not doing that, people aren't interested and they got a million other things to get distracted by and will forget about your business. So you have to be showing up regularly. I teach my Grow Getters this. This is a whole foundational piece of their growth engine. And if you get in Grow Getters, you'll learn this too. And I talk you through this, that you have to be showing up on a regular basis in a way that feels comfortable to you. You have to allow yourself to be seen. It's just like with this podcast. I've told y'all the story. If you are longtime listeners, you know that I just decided, I saw that one day and I was like, oh my gosh, this sounds amazing. I'm starting a podcast. I flew myself to Florida for a weekend and went to a podcasting convention. I knew not one person that had a podcast, knew not one person at the convention in Florida. I live in Texas. I said, I'm putting myself out there and letting myself be seen and meet people and known that I have this dream that I'm starting a business and that I'm here to let people know that I'm going to try to grow my business with this podcast. And I was so excited meeting people. I had to put myself out there the first time I created a trailer for this podcast or the first episode. I had to let myself be in the spotlight amidst what any thoughts that any of my friends or any of my family or any rando people thought about me. I had to block all that out and say, I'm here to serve certain people, people who have a passion or a skill that they've been yearning to turn into a business. Maybe it's a product business, service business, local business, online business, doesn't matter. But if they are passionate about it and they know they want to help people and they have had this dream that they wanted to fulfill, y'all are my people, right? I'm not here to serve every single person, somebody that says, I'm opening a restaurant in a month and I need your help opening the restaurant. That's not who I'm serving. Yes, I can give, you know, motivation and inspiration and basic steps for starting a business, but I have no idea how to start a full-blown restaurant. Okay, let's just be real. I don't know about the equipment. I don't know how to hire all the chefs and all the stuff. I don't know anything about that. Scheduling and reservations. I do not know that, right? I am for a certain person. And so are you. You have to block out the other people. You have to be seen when growing your business or it will not grow. You will just be banking them. Let's just say you decide, I'm not going to be seen. I'm too shy. I don't want to put myself out there. I'm just so worried about my image and what other people are going to think. How's your business going to grow? Well, your business might be able to grow by word of mouth. Like if someone has a really good experience with you and they'll tell their friends and their friends. And you know what? There are plenty of people that grow their business that way. But I don't want any of you risking that. I am helping you all have a simple plan for growing this business and how you're going to show up regularly and what you're going to do to create actual leads for your business and not just showing up, because showing up isn't doing as much good as actually creating leads from showing up, okay? And that's what Grow Getters is about. You have to be seen as you're growing or you're not really building your business. Okay. So you have to do that. So let's review again. Allow yourself to be seen for once. Number one, be seen for the stream. You've had it. This is your time. You can do this, even if it's part-time, even if it's a few hours a week. It doesn't matter. There's a simple way to start. If you have a dream, let it be known to somebody today. You can tell me in my Facebook group today, and I would love to hear it. Number one, be seen for the stream. Number two, be seen when you're starting. You need help. You can't do this alone. You will get there so much faster, more effectively if you let people know you're starting. And also, I didn't mention really quick that also when you're starting and you're putting your first version of your product or service out there, you get to tell all your clients and customers, this is my first version. Okay, this is my first version. You get to say it and you get to relieve all the pressure. And when you do that, it takes so much pressure off. I promise you. Okay, so that's your good tip for the day. So number two again was be seen when you're starting. And number three, Be seen when you're growing. It is imperative. It's the only way you're going to grow your business. You cannot just rely on referrals. That's great. That's awesome. There's people that build it, but I'm not teaching you just to go off referrals. I'm teaching you to be great enough that you could go off just referrals, but I'm also teaching you systems in place so that you have a system for growing your business and getting referrals. Everything will just be a cherry on top. So does that make sense? Allow yourself today. Promise me that you will give yourself permission to be seen right now for this dream, that you'll be seen for the starting that you're doing and how amazing it is. And you'll be seen as you grow it because it's going to be so important and imperative for the success of your business. Well, that's it. Y'all are awesome. Make sure you check out the Just Getting Started group below. And I also have Grow Getters for those of you that have opened your business and you want to learn how to market yourself effectively and grow. How awesome is that? I just want to help you. That's all. I just want to help people like you. So check out everything below. That is it. Y'all have a great day. And until next time, bye now.
Now, this episode may be over, but our relationship does not have to end here. Head on over to KimberlyBrock.com. And yes, you can get more valuable information for your journey. And you know what? You don't need to go through this alone. I would love to help you. Thank you so much and have a great day. Bye.